From the South Point studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least two picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
When I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
And a good morning to all. This is a special Race Day Las Vegas Memorial Day Race Day show. We come to you live and direct from this gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, through the studios of South Point, the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube, and of course at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here in Las Vegas on Las Vegas Boulevard. We welcome you to a special Memorial Day show here on the Race Day show network, and of course all of the folks listening to us on all of the other platforms like our radio stations here in town. In case you're zipping around early this morning, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And of course we got your devices taken care of as well. We got apps for your iPhones and your Androids. If you want to listen to us listening to us, you can do the radio station app, KSHP app. And if you want to see and hear us, you do the YouTube app, because all you have to do for YouTube to see us is go to YouTube, type in South Point Studios, and you'll get us, the South Point Studios streaming network here at YouTube in the South Point Hotel Casino Complex. We welcome you to the show today. It is a very special day, of course, not only because there's a lot of holiday horse racing going on, but before we get started to talk about all of the things that we'll do on this day off that we have, let's remember what the day is all about. This is a day to honor and remember all of those who gave their lives, the ultimate sacrifice, so we can do what we do today. We can talk on the show, we can play the races, we can barbecue, etc. So just remember that in honor of all of those who gave their lives in battles, through wars and conflicts, etc., to defend our freedom here in America. This is what today is all about. It is a memorial day to honor and remember. And I know that there's a lot of people out there, especially the demographics that we have in horse racing, that most of the people in my generation and before have had a relative or a friend that has given their lives for the freedom that we enjoy today. So remember that as well. The one word that you can keep in mind today to remember and honor these folks is the word because. It's because they gave their lives for the freedoms that we can talk about racing. We can play the races. We can have barbecues, and we can enjoy the day together with our families. It's because of their sacrifice. So remember that today in honor of all of those. We want to commemorate them and honor them on this special Memorial Day. And that's what it's all about. However, I am sure that all of those souls that were lost in defending our freedoms, and you can take a look at all of those wonderful and sobering graveyards, memorial graveyards and government graveyards around, and all those souls with those headstones. I'm sure that every one of them would give their lives in order for us to celebrate and have our freedoms today. So when you go around today, yeah, barbecue, play the races, etc. And remember that they gave their lives, and they would like, I would think, that they would like us to celebrate them and the day with each other. So let's do that, okay? All right, we welcome you to the Race Day Show for today. We do have, of course, a lot of great racing today. Some fantastic racing over at Santa Anita. Three great graded stakes races. Yesterday was kind of a day in between the California Gold Rush Saturday and, of course, today's Memorial Day racing program there. There's several racetracks that are operating today that don't normally run on Mondays. Like the Race Day Show, we're not normally here on Mondays as well, but we're here because it is a special holiday racing card, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Jonathan Ardoon will not be with us on air today, but he left me his selection, so we'll be okay with that. John Linda will be joining us a little bit earlier. Rich Eng, and of course, Jerry Jackowitz as well. Want to just take a look at some of the results that happened yesterday. Yesterday at Santa Anita, they conducted two nice stakes races. The Santa Margarita, which was the ninth race on the card at a mile and one-eighth for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It was really an afternoon jaunt for the big favorite, Adair Manor. Even through a television signal, when you saw her in the paddock, when you saw her in the post-parade, and when you saw her effortlessly covering masses amount of ground with her her stride and her high rate of speed, you could tell that she really is something special. She went about her business as she was supposed to. Adair Manor wins in a romp in the Santa Margarita yesterday at Santa Anita. The big, overwhelming, prohibitive favorite paid $2.10 to win for a $2 wager, but it looked like money in the bank and cattle on the ranch. Ridden by Juan Hernandez, giving Bob Baffert another win in the Santa Margarita. As a matter of fact, this was Adair Manor's repeat win. She defended her title yesterday. She has won two of them in a row now with that repeat win yesterday. She now has 12 starts at Santa Anita, 7 wins of those 12 starts, and 4 seconds. So she just loves Santa Anita, and she certainly loved the track yesterday. Adair Manor wins easily in the Santa Margarita. Coffee in Bed battled for second with the Super Sun. Coffee in Bed got second over Henny's Crazy Train, who finished third in the race. That was really the only contest in the race, was the battle for second to complete the exacta in that event. Last race on the card was the Daytona at 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course. crazy that the Daytona was run on the same day as the Indy 500, but it was run, of course, the Daytona at Santa Anita. The winner there was Mucho Del Oro. Mucho Del Oro went gate to wire down the hill with Kyle Frey aboard for Doug O'Neill, paid $24.80. It was Frey's second win of the day. That helped out the pick six with that big favorite before that, paid $5,662. The pick five was generous as well, $1,740.40 for the day. That saw the 24.80 winner, the highest priced winner on the day. I take that back. The fourth race was the highest priced winner of the day, paying $30 even. So we had a mix of favorites and some middle prices and long shots on yesterday's 10-race card at Santa Anita. And congratulations to breeder Terry Lovinger. Breeder Terry Lovinger bred three winners yesterday, two of them in two-year-old races. There were several races yesterday for two-year-olds. The second race for two-year-old Philly Maidens was won by In the Air Tonight for Steve Knapp, 1580 there. Tiago Piera aboard. Later on, Little Bit Bossy won and paid $840 in the fifth race at 4.5 furlongs for maiden two-year-olds. And then in the seventh race, another 4.5 furlong maiden for two-year-olds, three of them yesterday. The winner there was Rumble King, who came from way out of it. This two-year-old came from way out of it in a 4.5 furlong race to get up and win, paying $11.80 for Steve Knapp's second winner and Tiago Piera's third win of the day, bred by Terry Lovinger. Three wins for him as a breeder yesterday at Santa Anita. Rich Eng came with a winner in the first race. That first race winner, Del Mar Jerry, paid $5 even, bet down from 3-1 in the opener yesterday at Santa Anita. Belmont at Aqueduct, Linda Rice got together to win the first two races, the early double at Aqueduct, $5.10 and $3.90 as the favorites there. Jerry Jackowitz gave us a winner in the third race with Curramata, Chad Brown trainee, and ridden by Manny Franco, paying $3.90, bet down as the favorite. Franco had a couple of wins yesterday. Flavian Pratt checked in with a winner for Brad Cox, Ever So Sweet at $7.80. And here's an overlay for you at Aqueduct. Seventh race, 8-1 on the morning line. Hamilton's Way, with a great trip under Dylan Davis, gets the win in the mile and three-eighths marathon on the turf and pays $65.50. $65.50 on the horse that was 8-1 on the morning line. That was not the highest-priced winner of the day. The highest-priced winner came in the last race. That horse paid $67, so it made the pick five astronomical. And nobody had the pick six. Five out of six paid $4,911. The pick five sequence, $7.80, $10.40, $65.50, $4.90. That was Irad Ortiz Jr.'s second win of the day. And then the $67 winner in the last race. The pick five. Winning numbers 29495 paid $188,168.75 yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct. They got a carryover, as I said, in the pick six there. And again, thanks a lot for Jerry Jackowitz pick in the third race there. Churchill Downs, Christian Torres checked in with the three wins on the day under the Twin Spires. And looking ahead now, as we will, to the Belmont Stakes that's going to come up 2 weeks from Saturday. I should say a week from Saturday. It was 2 weeks from yesterday. Belmont Stakes. This is how, right now, the probables for the Belmont Stakes. Sierra Leone, second by a nose in the Kentucky Derby. Honor Marie, slammed and eliminated at the start in the Kentucky Derby. Mystic Dan, the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Fierceness, the big favorite that failed in the Kentucky Derby, Seize the Gray that won the Preakness Stakes, and then Aquarian, who won the Peter Pan, which was the New York prep race for the Belmont Stakes. In addition to that, you have Door Knock, and you have a couple of new shooters, talented new shooters, that are being pointed for the Belmont Stakes at Saratoga. They include Batten Down, Mind Frame, and Protective. So this is going to be one heck of a horse race if all the parts stay in the right place. The Belmont Stakes, 1 week from this coming Saturday, is going to be a real blockbuster. And, of course, they have that big Belmont Stakes Festival over 4 days at Saratoga that starts on Thursday, June 6th through Friday, the 7th. Of course, Belmont Stakes Day, the 8th. And, of course, they wrap it up on Sunday. Other horses that have raced, the three-year-olds that have raced in or trying to go through the Triple Crown there, Endlessly, if you remember, he went in the Kentucky Derby. He is being pointed to the Belmont Derby, which is on the turf course. That's where they want to keep this horse now. Endlessly will go in the Belmont Derby on the turf on the 6th of July at Aqueduct. And Bob Baffert's trainee, just asking John Lindo about this yesterday, Muth is pointing towards the Haskell at Monmouth on the 20th of July. And Stronghold, who won the Santa Anita Derby but failed in the Kentucky Derby, is also planning to go either in the Haskell or another stakes race later on this summer. So that's what the three-year-olds are doing right now. There will be no racing at Golden Gate on Friday again. This is the sixth time since mid-April that they've canceled a scheduled Friday card because they have a lack of entries. So there will be no racing at Golden Gate on Friday. And one final note as far as the news is concerned, you know about all the bad weather and the tornadoes that are going through the Midwest, et cetera, there. Well, it hit Texas and Oklahoma bad yesterday. In Claremont, Oklahoma, is where Will Rogers Down is located. You remember Will Rogers Down was one of only two racetracks that continued operating through the COVID lockdown. Remember that? They were the only ones racing just one of two tracks. Well, they were hit with a tornado. They said the tornado path went right through and across the racetrack, the grandstand, and the stable area. The grandstand was damaged. They said a big property damage there with the tornado. There were no reports of serious injuries. However, over 100 horses were transferred from Will Rogers Down to Fair Meadows in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and there was one horse that did pass away as a result of the tornado. All right, you're all up to date. We remember our fallen heroes on this special day, this Memorial Day for you. And like I said, everyone of my generation and certainly the generation before has a relative or a friend that gave their lives and should be honored today. We'll be right back with the Race Day Show. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Memorial Day. I want to remind everybody out there that we will only be taking one day off. We usually take Monday and Tuesday, but we will be back at our regularly scheduled schedule of racing shows on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. So enjoy the day. All right, now let's go to the racing menu of racetracks available today in the racebook, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. I want to remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our race books and our race book here at the South Point today. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else on those multitude of platforms that we have around the world in other time zones, adjust to the Pacific time zone wherever you're at so you don't miss anything. Like I miss Mom and Dad, and certainly today, Uncle Johnny, who gave his life for our freedom. All right, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has 9 races today. 8 thoroughbreds, 1 quarter horse, and a first post time of 9 a.m. 9 a.m. at Horseshoe Indianapolis today. Next up comes Pimlico Racecourse. Now, here's the deal. Pimlico Racecourse has the mandatory payoff today in their Monster Pick 6 jackpot. Remember that it got really up there during the Preakness week a week and a half ago. And now it is closing day at Pimlico. So you got nine races today at Pimlico. First post time is 9:25. And the Pick 6 jackpot carryover. Take away the jackpot. Best tickets are going to chop this money that's sitting there, plus all the money that's placed into the pool today. The carryover, $384,474. $384,474 in the carryover with a mandatory payoff in the Pick 6 today at Pimlico. Again, nine races and a first post time of 9:25. Parks Racing, racing on Mondays. Parks Racing has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $140,682. They have nine races and a first post time of 9:40. Churchill Downs has nine races today. Their feature race is the $250,000 Grade 3 Winning Colors at six furlongs for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up. A field of 11. And the morning line favorite there before scratches is Dazzling Blue, with Florent Garreau aboard. Of course, Winning Colors, one of only three fillies to ever win the Kentucky Derby. That's the eighth race on the card. Nine races overall at Churchill Downs. First post time is 9:45. Then we go to Monmouth Park. By the way, Churchill Downs does have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover. It's $24,491 carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot there. Okay, we go to Monmouth Park next. They have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $58,498. Their feature race will be the eighth and final race today, the Mr. Prospector Stakes at six furlongs for three-year-olds and up. A field of eight, 5-2 favorite there is Dean Delivers. First post time Monmouth Park is at 9:50, with a Pick 6 jackpot carryover exceeding $58,000. Belmont at Aqueduct. Well, Belmont at Aqueduct today has nine races. It's cloudy, 68 degrees. The track will be fast. Turf courses are labeled firm. The outer turf course will host races 2 and 6. The inner turf course will host races 3 and 7. There is a carryover in the Pick 6. That one-day carryover in the Pick 6, remember, it's a $1 bet. $44,200.56 to be exact. That's the Pick 6 carryover today at Aqueduct. First post time for the nine races set at 10:05. Their stakes race today comes early. How about the second race on the card? It's the $200,000 Grade 2 Wonder Again Stakes at a mile and one-eighth on the outer turf course for three-year-old fillies. A field of six. The main trackers will be scratched later on, I would assume. But there should be a field of six in there with Sweet Rebecca as the 2-1 favorite with Tyler Gaffleon aboard. Nine races. Belmont at Aqueduct, carryover Pick 6, $44,200.56. First post time on a day where the track is fast and the turf courses are firm, set at 10:05. 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct today. Hey, Finger Lakes in the upper state of New York. Finger Lakes has a Pick 6 carryover of $1,020. They have eight races. Their feature race today is the George W. Barker Stakes at six furlongs. Seventh race on the card there. First post time at Finger Lakes is at 10:15. Louisiana Downs. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $24,862. Seven races. First post time, 11:45. Presque Isle Downs is next. Presque Isle Downs has a first post time of 12 high noon. 12 noon at Presque Isle today for eight races. Then we get to Santa Anita. Big card today at Santa Anita on this Memorial Day. 11 races, three great stakes races, and they'll come in order. The ninth race will be the Grade 1 Gamely at a mile and one-eighth for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. A fantastic field of nine, 5-2 favorite there is Anisette with Umberto Rispoli. Then the 10th race will be the $300,000 Grade 1 Hollywood Gold Cup at a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and up. Eight go to the post in this one. Again, a competitive race. 2-1 favorite there is Mr. Fisk with the Kazuchi Kimura. And the 11th and final race will be the $300,000 Grade 1 Shoemaker Mile at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up, where a field of 11 is set to go. Wide open event. 3-1 lukewarm favorite there is De Jure with Flavian Pratt. First post time Santa Anita today on a fantastic card is set at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we go to Golden Gate Fields, Northern California. Golden Gate has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $12,875. And their first post time at Golden Gate today for eight races set at 1:15. Prairie Meadows has eight races. Prairie Meadows' eight race card with a carryover in the Super High 5 jackpot of $13,738. 2 o'clock first post at Prairie Meadows. And that wraps up your racing menu on this Memorial Day 2024. All right, now it's time to bring in John Lendo. We're bringing John in early. John, good Memorial Day morning to you.
Happy Memorial Day, Ralph. Happy Memorial Day to our listeners. And thanks for everything that people have done to enable us to enjoy a holiday like this.
That's right. Big word, the big operative word I say today is whatever you do today, use the word because. It's because of those who've given their lives and all the conflicts that we've had in world wars to defend our freedom that we get to do anything we do today. It's because of that. So remember that. That's for sure.
And, absolutely.
And for us, it's because we're going to enjoy a good day of racing out at Santa Anita.
We've got a terrific card there, an 11-race card, 1 o'clock first post time as usual. And it's a top to bottom. Field sizes are really good today, so let's enjoy that. I'm thankful for that.
You know, John, Adair Manor, it amazes me, you know, when you see through the television signal, you can notice her majesty of her size. I mean, she's a big, strapping, good-looking specimen, that's for sure. And she has such a high cruising speed that she looks like she's effortlessly going through this. Wow, what a future this filly has. I mean, it was just an afternoon workout yesterday.
Well, it was really, I think, emphasized because the filly that she was dueling with, Super Shine, is about half of her size. So it made her look even bigger than she is. But she is a robust filly. Even though she's tall, she is not thin. I mean, she is muscular, and that's why she's a little bit of a bully. She'll go out there and just kind of look them all in the eye and lean on them a little bit, and that's that. But she's a pretty special filly. She loves Santa Anita and always been well-managed. And I think that race yesterday goes to show you, too, there isn't a lot of depth in the older filly of mares on the dirt going long in California, and she just dominates this group.
We'll have to wait and see if they get some horse maybe from, I don't know, maybe some other jurisdiction to come out and challenge her. But at the moment, it looks like she's going to be it this year. And with the Breeders' Cup back in Southern California, she won't have to travel too far.
No, with the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar, it'll be interesting to see if we can get any East Coast shippers, maybe for the Clement L. Hirsch, which is a grade one at Del Mar this summer, maybe get a little test drive over that racetrack. And, you know, she's got speed, but there's some other fillies around the country. Brad Cox is a couple that have early speed, too, so that'll be interesting.
You know, I was asking yesterday about if you had any word about where Muth might be going, and then we find out that Muth, I guess Bob Baffert is pointing him towards the Haskell, which is a race that you might as well almost rename the Baffert Haskell because he's won that race so many times.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because he does love the Haskell. He loves going to Monmouth Park. He loves the hot dog. Was it Max's Hot Dogs out there in New Jersey?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a regular there when he gets out there, so he has a good time going out there, and that makes sense timing-wise for Muth because, yeah, when you get a little temperature, you never really know if they're 100% until you really work them hard and put them under some stress to make sure everything's clear.
Yeah, and not only that, but a temperature only tells you there's something brewing. You don't know if there's more coming or if it's peaking. You just don't know. But a temperature will tell you a lot about how the horse is reacting, that's for sure.
Right. You don't want to do a lot of shipping,
no.
Which is probably why Muth did not go to New York right away. You just don't want to put them on a plane or a van. Let them settle, get their system back 100%, and then you can start moving around.
Glad to see that Endlessly is going to be back on the turf going in the Belmont Derby, which is on the turf course at Aqueduct early part of July.
He's a really good turf horse, and I thought he ran pretty well in the Derby. What, he finished ninth?
Yeah.
But he finished up okay. He'll run all day. Michael McCarthy's done a terrific job. And, again, that was a race that he kind of allowed his owner to choose that. The Amerman's, Mr. Amerman's, I think, 92 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How many chances will he get to run in the Derby?
Yeah.
So they did that experiment. He kind of knew where it was going to end up. And this will be a lot more serious in the Belmont Derby.
No question about that. And, of course, Stronghold, the winner of the Santa Anita Derby that didn't fare well in the Kentucky Derby, is passing up the The last two jewels of the Triple Crown. Looks like he's going to be going to one of those stakes races like the Haskell a little bit later on this summer.
Yeah, he had a hard campaign during the spring, so he's getting a little break right now. And again, it makes sense timing-wise to bring him back late summer and get ready for the summer and fall campaign for him.
John, we had three races yesterday at 4.5 furlongs for two-year-olds. Any one of those three winners of the races yesterday impress you?
You know, just overall, they were good races. And I was surprised that the races for the two-year-olds were all won from off the pace.
Yeah.
Usually you just get out in front at 4.5 furlongs and go around and that's that. But you saw a lot of horses get tagged inside the last 100 yards or so. So it was, you know, real racing. It wasn't just a merry-go-round. You had to have a fit horse and some two-year-olds with some pretty good seasoning coming from off the pace to win.
Well, I know one thing for sure. Rumble King came from way out of it, man. He didn't show up in the picture until well within the 16th pole to the wire. Blew right by them all, that was for sure. And, of course, that was Steve Knapp's, I believe, second win on the day. Knapp is having a hell of a meet.
Yeah, he got off to a slow start at this Hollywood meet. He was one for his first 30. Then he won six races last week, and he's got a couple more already this week. So, yeah, the barn is going well. He's got a lot of claiming horses, so his success depends on what races he can get to fill for his claiming horses.
Now, of course, this is the Hollywood meet. The official winter spring meet at Santa Anita ended weeks ago. And a lot of the jockeys that came out for the winter meet, like Frankie Dettori and Flavian Pratt and Kazushi Kimura, well, Kimura went back up to Canada, Woodbine, and Pratt and Dettori, of course, are making their way on the East Coast racing there, but they're all back today at Santa Anita.
Yeah, it's great to see. We had a terrific jockey colony during the winter time. You know, I really enjoyed watching Frankie Dettori ride this winter, and glad to see him get a winner back yesterday on Flashiest, where he kind of picked his way through the field, split horses, and did his Frankie Dettori stuff on the grass. So, yeah, he's back today as well. Flavian Pratt, we know so well, and love to watch him ride. And Kazushi Kimura, I've become a fan of. He tries so hard out there. He's a finisher. He actually worked his way into the Bob Baffert stable, which is why he's back, because he's got the mount again today in the Hollywood Gold Cup on Mr. Fist. So it tells you something when the guy like Bob Baffert notices you and says, hey, I'm going to put you on some horses.
Yeah, that's a big feather in the cap, no doubt about it. And he's been, of course, competing at Woodbine in Canada. But he has ventured down a couple of winters now to try to make headway into Southern California. I think he's doing a good job of that. And he's one of the perennial leaders up there at Woodbine during their meet as well. Today we are going to take a look a little bit more with a spotlight in the eighth race on the horse that'll wear saddle cloth number two, and that is Eagle's Flight. And the reason is he's an offspring, a relative of the one fabulous Flight Line.
Yes, he's a half-brother to the undefeated Flight Line, one of the best horses I've ever seen run in person. And he's by Curlin, who's, you know, he's a decent sire. He'll be okay.
Yeah,
and he's worked really, really well in the morning. A lot of sub-1 minute, 5 furlong works, and he's been drawing off from his company. Watching him go in the morning, Ralph, I think eventually he'll be best around two turns. But you got to think, per his breeding and everything else, that John Sadler is not going to send out a short horse first time out. He wants his horse to run well. He drew an inside post. That's a little bit of a concern. And he will get over bet, being the bloodline. You know, he's going to be the hype horse in the eighth race today. But he does have ability, and I'm looking forward to seeing him run. And we'll see where the career goes. He missed a little time in December due to the rain and all the interruptions that we had at Santa Anita. But his works the last month and a half have been really good.
Well, I know that Flavian Pratt, who was the passenger on Flight Line for all those races, is going to come back on Bro and see if he can help him out as well today. He'll be on aboard this horse, Eagle's Flight, in the eighth race. Ain't a gimme, though. That's a good stakes, maiden race. Maybe some of the horses will come out of here for a second. It's a good maiden race for 3 to 5 year olds. It's a pretty late start for this horse.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a story on a horse in there, Ralph, and that's number 10, Sully, for trainer John Sheriffs. This horse came off a layoff and ran in an allowance race against winners last time, and there was a lot of reasons for that. The rules with older maidens, he's a four-year-old. With older maidens, if you've been off a certain number of days, you have to go through all the vet checks, you have to get the protocols, everything else checked off, and this race wouldn't fill. And he was stuck on the last day of his eligibility before having to go through all of his vet checks and all this other stuff again. So John just said, heck, I'm going to run him here. I need a race in him anyways. So he ran him in the allowance race, not because he was trying to win that race, but he had to beat the times tables wow. that he had.
Yeah.
So he got the race in. Now he gets to run against maidens. He draws an outside post. He's training well. I expect Sully to run a lot better race, and we'll see what he's made of. And, you know, Eagles Flight, this is no gimme because Mark Glatt has Santorina in here too, mm-hmm. and that horse can run. So it's a good field. If Eagles Flight wins easily, here comes the hype machine. It'll start right away.
Yeah, but he'll have to earn it today because this is a good field of maidens, that's for sure. And that race precedes the three graded stakes races we're going to talk about. And, of course, with that race and the three graded stakes races, that will encompass the late pick four today at Santa Anita. The ninth race is the Gamely, a grade one, mile and one-eighth on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. It's a field of nine. A very competitive nine. The 5-2 favorite is Onaset with Umberto Rispoli. But I can tell you, this is going to be a fun race.
Yeah, it's an interesting group. We have Ruby Nell, who on her day is very, very good. And she's the controlling speed in here from post number two under Edwin Maldonado. But you look at her record, and the mile and an eighth just might be stretching things for her. She looks like she's a top miler. When she has tried a mile and eighth before, she kind of was run down through the lane. She ought to get loose in here. The only other speed is Linda's Gift, and her speed has been going a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half. So cutting back in distance is probably not going to help Linda's Gift as much. But Ruby Nell will be in front. And then you have Anna Set, who's already won two grade one races. She's the only grade one winner in this group, grade one field. She won a grade one at Del Mar, the Oaks. And she won the American Oaks opening day of the meet in December at Santa Anita. That was a mile and a quarter. That Del Mar Oaks win was at a mile and eighth, and I really think this is going to be her best distance. She's run well fresh. She'll be covered up early. And then you get a guy, Umberto Rispoli, who's riding this turf course better than anybody else in the jocks room right now. Mm-hmm. So to me, Anna Set the one to beat today in the Gamely.
Now, you know, I'm old enough to remember Gamely. I actually saw her on the track, bet her on the track. She was part of the William Hagen Perry monster entry of fillies at that time back in Hollywood Park, but I never remember her racing on the grass.
I don't either. I was kind of wondering that myself, but she was properly named because she was a fighter.
Oh, boy.
She'd look you in the eye and she carried weight. She was a terrific filly, and this has been a great race for a lot of years.
No question about that. Then we get to the Hollywood Gold Cup, 10th race on the card, American Classic distance of a mile and a quarter on the main track for three-year-olds and up. This race has a big history to it, that's for sure. When it was run at Hollywood Park, I'm glad to see the Santa Anita honored that history and kept the race and kept the name of the race for today. You got an eight-horse field, and I guess Mr. Fisk is the 2-1 favorite. As you say, Kimura comes back to ride for Bob Baffert.
And this is a tricky race, Ralph. You know, Judge Miller, number three in the program, was, I think, 1-5 in the Californian, the prep race for this, going a mile and eighth. He got an easy lead, and they ran by him like he was standing still. Mr. Fisk just ran away and pulled away. So Judge Miller adds blinkers today. Trainer Mark Gladys said, this is probably a horse that's better with a target. So even though he adds blinkers, I'm thinking maybe they're going to take a hold of him today and try and get behind some cover. There is some speed in the race. Subsanador, who got beat a dirty nose in the Santa Anita handicap,
yeah,
was sold privately after that race and goes from the John Sadler stable, makes the first start today for Richard Mandela. He continues to train very well. Obviously, he'll handle the mile and a quarter. He showed that in the big cap.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Flavian Pratt riding him, and he's got some speed. And you have a long shot like Arrow the Great on the outside, number eight. He'll be in the mix early. And even number two, Ashcroft, has shown some speed as well. So it's going to be a tactical race on who wants to be where in the race. But no matter what happens, I think number five, Mr. Fisk, is the one to beat. He has gotten better as the distances have gotten longer. Mm-hmm. And that mile and an eighth win in the Californian was no fluke. He won that for fun. I think he's going to love the mile and a quarter. I like the fact that Kimura comes back to ride for Baffert. He wasn't going to miss this mount. And he'll be stalking. He'll probably be fourth or fifth early.
Uh-huh.
And somewhere along the line, somebody's got to make a move at the lead. And I think he'll follow those horses. And coming for home, maybe he's the fresh horse. So Mr. Fisk for me here. The horse I'm going to keep an eye on is Judge Miller. I want to see if he regresses or moves forward off that kind of a disappointing run last time.
All righty. And finally, we got the 11th race, the Shoemaker Mile, a grade one at a mile on the turf for three-year-olds and up, a field of 11. And in this race, Mr. Baffert has the morning line favorite here as well with De Jour, who won, was a solid winner last time. And Flavian Pratt gets the ride there.
Yeah, he got a terrific ride last time by Flavian Pratt, cutting up the inside in the Kilroe Mile to get up and win it. He is sharp again. This is a horse that kind of went off form for almost a year, and he's gotten his form back. He's won three of his last four starts. He'll be flying late in a race that's filled with early speed. You have number 10, Goliad, who just he's not rateable. You just drop the reins, let him run as fast and far as he can go, and you've also got a lot of other speed in there, including the horse coming back off the layoff for Phil D'Amato, Conclude. You also have Dominican Pioneer and another horse, number six, Air Force Red, who was scratched out of the sprint race down the hill yesterday,
yeah,
the Daytona, to come out in this race. So no matter what, the pace is going to be legit. And I really like a horse in here, Ralph. I like number nine, Johannes. This, to me, is probably the best miler in California. He was showing that last year before he went to the sidelines. He ran a good race in the American Turf at Churchill Downs, despite he got eliminated at the start last May, came off the layoff and won the American, which is at a mile at Santa Anita here in April. Mm-hmm. And he set off a really fast pace, came powering home. They ran the mile in 132 flat. You run 132, you're going to win this race again. He's getting better. He's a horse that has speed because he's won six furlongs going 108 and change. But he can sit out the pace going a mile, too. So Rispoli has all the options in the world here. I think he sits right off the fast pace. He'll get first run on the closers. And Johannes, for me, is a radio play. He's 7-2 in the program. The horses he has to worry about, to me, you've got the deep closer, Easter, number 11 for Phil D'Amato. This is a horse that didn't get a great trip in the Kilroe Mile last time going on a good turf course. He'll like the firmer turf. He gets the right pace scenario. Antonio Frizu rides that horse. And we talked about De Jour. He's going to fire again. But I think Johannes moves to the top of the turf milers in California after today.
This could be a chorus line finish in the last race of the day and the week on the holiday there at Santa Anita, the 11th race, the Shoemaker Mile. We will make number nine, Johannes, your race day play. Now that we're on video as well, it's kind of like not a race day play, a radio play as much as a race day play. So we're going to make the 11th your pick, the 9, Johannes, as your race day play. And, of course, the entire Linda report available right now here at the South Point and the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively, and complimentary here because they love horse players here, and certainly John Lindo's Linda report, too. One last request I have of you, John. Somewhere along the line, will you please tell those people in Southern California that run these racetracks that we honor Shoemaker with the Shoemaker Mile here? There's got to be a Lafitte Pink Eye Stakes somewhere in Southern California, please.
Ralph, I have been lobbying that for I don't know how many years. To me, it's an absolute travesty. There is not a race named after Lafitte Pink Eye Jr. We have Eddie D has a race named after him. Like I say, the Shoemaker Mile. All the races that Lafitte won on any type of surface, you can name any race after him, a sprint, a route, derf, turf, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, name a race after the best rider I've ever seen and let him enjoy it while he's still around to see it himself.
Yes.
Don't wait till he's gone and name it afterwards. Do it now.
We don't want it posthumous. We want him to be presenting the trophy in the inaugural one, that's for sure. Hey, John, thanks so much.
And I want to win it.
Okay, that's a good, and I want to bet the winner in it, that's for sure, too. In any case, John, thanks so much for this Memorial Day wrap for Santa Anita and the great card today. Enjoy the holiday, because.
Same to you, Ralph. Enjoy it out there today, and say hi to my friends at the South Point.
We will definitely do that. Okay, now, before we go to the break, I want to give you Jonathan Hardoon's place today. He's not with us. We're going to stay at Santa Anita. Go to the third race at Santa Anita. In the third race, Jonathan Hardoon's play for the race day listeners today is number one, Father DeLay. Number one, Father DeLay, with Edwin Maldonado aboard. The one at 8-1 on the morning line. The one in the third race is his play at Santa Anita. and at Belmont at Aqueduct. Go to the ninth and final race there. In the ninth and final race at Belmont at Aqueduct, Jonathan likes the 9, Chalky Cat, at 7-2 on the morning line with Eric Cancel aboard. Ninth race, the 9 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Don't forget, he's got he still has full sheets for Santa Anita and Belmont at Aqueduct and Churchill Downs today. We're going to wrap it up with Rich Eng and Jerry Jackwitz. Don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Memorial Day. We check now with the late scratches coming out of Belmont Aqueduct, and they have scratched number 9, Chalky Cat. So Jonathan's play in the last race at Belmont at Aqueduct has been scratched, and so we have one play from him today, and that is at Santa Anita. Okay, let's go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, what's your streak now? Because you gave us a winner yesterday in the first race, and that was a $5 winner. You've been on a streak, right? Is this about 5 in a row?
5 for 5 this week.
Wow.
So we'll try to close it out with Monday Memorial Day. And by the way, I want to thank all the veterans out there, past and present. I know your family, Ralph, you had the veterans who served in our military. My father served in the U.S. Cavalry, so this is a day to remember their sacrifices for our country.
And, of course, it is a day that we memorialize and honor and give tribute to the ones who gave their lives the ultimate sacrifice, so we can do what we're doing right now, that's for sure. All right, Rich, I know in the NBA, Dallas is now up 3-0, huh?
Yeah, you know what? Both series are 3-0. I can't remember the last time that's happened in the NBA, a championship series. Boston's up 3-0 over the Pacers. They can close it out tonight. And Dallas won another close game over Minnesota. Yeah. They're up 3-0, so it sure looks like Boston versus Dallas. And that should be really interesting because Boston will be favored. But yeah. I tell you what, that Dallas backcourt of Irving and Luka Doncic is... They may be one of the best backcourts that we've seen in the NBA history in a long, long time.
Oh, there's no question about that. They are lethal, that's for sure. Turning to horse racing, we know that you have a full sheet for today's races at Santa Anita. You can get Richie's Santa Anita selections right now. He's hot, folks. Get his selections right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Richie, let's go for 6.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to go for a Sirocco play in the Shoemaker Mile.
Uh-huh.
You know, John likes the 9 Johans,
right.
But I like the 2 Dujour with the Bob Baffert training. And if you take a look at the PPs on this horse, if you draw a line through the Breeders' Cup, Baffert's won 3 straight graded stakes with his horse on the grass. So I think he's got a really, really nice miler so on the turf. So let's go with the two, Dujour in the 11th at San Anita.
Let's pronounce him a winner and his number two in the 11th race. How about that?
That sounds good, Ralph.
All right. 11th race at San Anita, number two, Dujour. And, of course, you gave me a Scirocco play. The Scirocco play is going to be the Exacta box of 2992 in the 11th race, the final race of the weekend for us anyhow. And don't forget Richie's selections right now at racedaylasvegas.com. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, Richie.
Hey, sounds good, Ralph. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
All right, you got it. We're going to wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz on this Memorial Day. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Well, you gave us a nice winner yesterday at Aqueduct as well. The horse got bet down, but nevertheless, a winner's a winner. And that was the third race yesterday at Aqueduct.
Yeah, Kumara did. I'm sorry I didn't get you the Exotic. I really should. That was a mistake of mine.
Yeah, that's okay. But you had said in advance that this horse was, you know, you really liked him and he was going to be a short price, but it was it's a way to get through.
Yeah, no, he rated to be 4-5, so there actually was a touch of value, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
4-5, and there was a touch of value on him. But he had great, he handicapped great. I mean, he just was an obvious horse. And you know, I like to point that out to people as well as prices, so that when they, as they handicap and as they look at the racing form or the Brisnet past performances or whatever they use, they can start to say, why did Jerry pick this one out from that? And maybe they can get into it and see the against the bias, the accelerating fractions going from one furlong to the final last time out, the Chad Brown factor tending to show an ability to reproduce and improve horses that normal trainers can't do that. So it was a good looking horse.
All right, let's get started with the selections today. Belmont at Aqueduct.
Belmont at Aqueduct. Let's go to the sixth race here, Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
A really nice little six furlong turf run. I like, and this is number 12, La Salvadorina.
Mm-hmm.
And it really requires a comment for me here, because I talk to you all the time about not betting young horses that have only raced once in their second race. That's typical, particularly when you're dealing with horses of average quality. The really better horses, the higher caliber horses, they do well in the second race, but here we have a horse who raced once, and I wouldn't call her a higher caliber horse yet, but who raced once, did no running early, had a little bit of trouble, and then just sort of settled and finished very, very well in a pretty fast race. And for a top trainer, I think this is the kind of horse that sometimes you can go to if you get a little value. 9-2 seems pretty rich on the 12 horse to me.
Okay.
La Salvadorina, I love her today. The 12 over the 1, 3, 5, and 9, do my reverses. 1, 3, 5, and 9 back over the 12. There's a lot of unknowns here. There's a lot of horses. We'll play win in place.
Okay, you got it. Sixth race, the 12 over 1, 3, 5, 9, and reverse 12 in the sixth at Belmont at Aqueduct, now San Anita.
All right, this is sort of a really basic play. Again, really nice value on the morning line. 7-2 on Tiger Han, the 7 horse in race number 3,
mm-hmm.
Tiger Han. You can just see that this old gelding has sort of suddenly found his stride under Frankie Dettori. Boy, that's not so surprising.
Uh-huh. Right?
And you really start to see this, you know, this pattern developing. He's lightly raced as a 6-year-old, so we kind of consider his form to be likely to go forward again. He's running faster than these. I like the 7 over the 3, 6, 8, and 9. Do reverses, 3, 6, 8, and 9 over the 7. But I think the key was Dettori. He's been the key for a lot of horses.
Okay, so in the third race today at San Anita, you like the 7 over 3, 6, 8, and 9 and reverse. I got a Scirocco play here. Jonathan Ardoon earlier came with the 1 horse, so I got a 1-7, 7-1 box in the third race in the Exacta. You want to add the 1 in?
I'm adding the 1 in.
Okay, we're adding the 1 in. So your play then is 7 over 1, 3, 6, 8, and 9 and reverse. And folks, before we get out of here, I want to wish everybody a Memorial Day to remember. Just honor those who have given us the chance to do what we do right now today. That's for sure. And also, get Jerry J's Power Page, jerryjspowerpage.com. He's got a pop-out key in the Hollywood Gold Cup, and it isn't any one of the other horses these guys talked about. All right, finish it up, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.